month. And usually that means State Representative Stephen Meskers, but he's celebrating his wedding anniversary out in San Francisco, so he has asked State Representative Livvy Florin to join us this morning. Good morning, Livvy. How are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
Good. So you're a Democrat for a morning, is that correct?
Oh, dear.
All right. We're going to talk, well, first of all, the 9/11 ceremonies held at Kozka Park and also at Glenville Fire Station. You attended?
I attended Glenville. I always attend Glenville. It's in my home district, and it was very moving and always wonderful. And I understand from what I've heard from Fred, actually, Fred Camillo, who spoke, that the remembrance ceremony at Kozka was just as moving. And I think the takeaway was it's remembrance and a celebration of resilience.
And I think those are the words that he used at his talk yesterday as well. We've got some police promotions coming up as the swearing-in of two sergeant promotions coming up tomorrow.
I believe it is today.
Today? Oh, I'm sorry. Today's the 12th. That's right. I've been off all week. Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got Detective James Ruskowski and Detective Craig Zatola.
Right, and they will be elevated from detective rank to the rank of sergeant. So I will be there to celebrate with them and their families and their colleagues.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Bond Commission, are you going to meet on the 17th?
We are. They've called a special meeting, and we're definitely on the debt diet. This is the skinniest agenda I have ever seen. In fact, it's almost an insulting agenda. It just doesn't do squat. The grants that have been promised and authorized are not included, so Greenwich Library and Hill House, once again, are not getting their funding. There is no mention of STEEP, the Small Town Economic Assistance Program, which our bond committee has been asking to move forever. The money just sits there, and there's so many needs that are being unmet. There's no money for nonprofits. So the only bright spot in this rather dull agenda is there is a little money for clean water.
Okay, now you last time we spoke, you thought the governor's been holding hostage the bonding for the tolling. Is that the case here? Is that why this is such a skinny agenda, in your opinion?
I don't know. I think everybody has dug in their heels, and you know something? It's time for a compromise. And compromise is a skill. It really is, and it really involves creativity, cooperation, and listening. And nobody is listening. And they've reached an impasse, and it's just silly.
Okay, you had a chance to meet the new UConn president, Thomas Katsalaus?
Yes, I did. Our whole Stanford delegation met with him, and it was just wonderful. I am so, so impressed with him. And I especially, he's a physicist by trade and an inventor. And so he was very, very interested in one of my major things, which is intellectual property development, which comes along with workforce development. And I suggested to him that he meet with Annie Lamont, the governor's wife, because she is a world-class venture capitalist, especially in the healthcare niche, and that's something that we are trying to develop along with bioscience in Stanford. And Tom was very intrigued by that idea, and he said he's dining with the Lamonts next week, and he'll definitely bring it up. So that was great progress, and also it was so heartening for the entire Stanford delegation to see how well the residents component for UConn-Stanford is coming along. It's totally booked. We're going to be adding more and more rooms, and it's something that truly I have been working on for a good two decades.
Okay. Did he talk about improving the football team at all or no?
That's a reach.
That is a reach. Okay. And my understanding is that the past president, Susan Herbst, actually lives in Stanford, and she's teaching at UConn-Stanford?
She is. She's an adjunct professor in the political science department. And I think her contract is like for 2 years. And I think part of that was she loves Stanford, and she was very helpful to get those residence halls underway and has always been a supporter of, a satellite campus like UConn's. But she also had 2 years left to be vested. She served 8 years as president. You need 10 years to vest your pension.
There you go. And meeting him in person, does he look as much like Second City TV's Eugene Levy as he does in a picture?
Yes, He does. He sounds like him, too.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. Boy. Ooh. All right. More serious note, vaping. You know, you hear states are trying to ban it, New Jersey banning all, some banning, the flavored versions. What's going to happen with this possibly in the next session?
Well, we've already raised the age to 21 to sell vaping appliances, and that we raise cigarettes to the same. And Juul, which is the major supplier of these vaping appliances, I don't know what else you call them, machines, gadgets, whatever, but they've already banned flavors on their own, so that's good. And we've put more money into our school construction budget for school safety and security, and frankly, this sounds trite, but I think some of that money is going to be used to redesign bathrooms, because that seems to be where in-school vaping takes place.
All right. Interesting topic. It's going to be one I guess you're going to be talking about next session, right?
Yes.
All right. Great. Representative Florin, again, thanks for pinch hitting this morning for Representative Meskers.
And happy wedding anniversary to him.
All right. 32 years for Representative Meskers. Congratulations.
Oh, how nice. Yes. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. WGCH, Newsletter Time, 7:58.
Want an easy way to find a great doctor? Got a health issue.